81333 is the top mark at bbc.co.uk. I'm asking, do you leave heating on for your pets, lights, radio, television as well? And if you do, are there other habits that you might have that could be contributing to your astronomical energy bills? Joining me now, Nick Miles, energy-saving consultant from Green Age. Hi, Nick.
Hi, good evening.
Which household items are the worst offenders when it comes to wasting energy?
Well, that's quite an interesting one. So basically anything that really generates heat as a sort of either a main product or a byproduct. So for instance, your tumble dryers running on your washing machine too high. If you have a plug-in heater, perhaps, or which we sort of tend to find a lot of the households, they have the old halogen spotlights. So if you sort of count up the lights, you can sort of suddenly get quite a number in your bedroom and your living rooms, and having those things on most of the day will certainly guzzle up a lot of energy.
So should you just turn them off or replace the bulbs?
Well, exactly. I mean, it's two things. I mean, the easiest thing would be just to turn them off. But, I mean, technology has moved quite a lot in the recent days. So what a lot of people are actually doing now is replacing them with the low energy LEDs. And they're quite good because unlike the sort of the tube ones that you get that annoyingly take about 30 seconds to light up, these LEDs are actually instantaneous. Hmm. And if you want to dim them, they can do that as well.
I remember when I was young, before we all went up to bed, my dad would go and turn everything off at the plug. We didn't have much stuff then. There was a telly probably and a couple of lights. Now we've got so much kit plugged in and charging. Should we still have that same discipline, turn everything off at the plug before bedtime?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's that's an interesting point. And I mean, certainly if you have old appliances, so going back over 10 years, because the standards when they run on standby are not as stringent as your modern appliances. I mean, the Energy Saving Trust actually says that if you keep all your appliances around the house on standby, you could be sort of wasting in a region of about £50 a year.
Oh, my goodness. What about chargers? If they're not actually plugged in and charging something, do you still have to unplug them and turn them off at the wall?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, those things just sort of add up. So if you can imagine, it takes about, on average, 2 hours for your phone to get up to full charge. You might be leaving it all at night. So have those things on at night, have your home entertainment system, then, you know, all those things will eventually add up to quite a bit.
It's quite difficult to know just how much you're using. I mean, are there gadgets? We've heard quite a lot about smart meters, haven't we, in recent times. Are there gadgets like that that you would recommend which might help us keep on top of bills?
Mm-hmm. I mean, the first thing you can do, I mean, really, really basic thing, and especially if you're trying to win an argument at home, is get yourself an energy monitor. So it's like a smart meter, but it doesn't actually talk back to the energy companies. I mean, it simply just, you know, plugs into your electricity meter, and it gives you a reading about the sort of power that you're using at a particular time. Now, if you're trying to get that message across that, you know, you're guzzling energy and, you know, you want to sort of persuade some of the members of the household, that would be the first thing that you can do. But then, you know, you can get into sort of a real level of sophistication. You can actually get various gadgets that go into your plugs. And then you can, say, use your smartphone or your iPad and then actually, you know, turn them off from your main command center. So you can get as complicated or as simple as you sort of want it.
What about the very basic thing that we're constantly urged to do and switch energy supplier? I've talked to so many people for whom this has not been a great success, firstly because it's virtually impossible to tell who's going to be cheaper, and secondly because you don't necessarily know which direction their charges are going to go in the future.
So the simplest thing you can do, you can get yourself a what do they call a sort of a master socket. So essentially, you can plug in your entertainment system into that. So as you're finishing your evening television, you simply turn off your TV as normal, and then what that will do is that will power down all the appliances that are connected to that. So that is as simple as you can get.
Quite a clever piece of kit. What about the question of switching energy supplier? Is it still worth doing that, actually moving from one company to the other?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we, as a consultancy company, we go and see quite a lot of homeowners and give them advice about how to save energy. But actually, before you even get to sort of some of the extensive things you can do to your house, the first thing, as you said, is to simply look at your bills, see how much you're using on electricity and gas, and then go on to a government-approved switching site like Uswitch. you can quickly see that you know that you are not on the right tariff. And if you're a sort of an average household, if you're not on the right tariff, I mean, the amount of money that you can save are in the sort of couple of £100 range. Okay. If you've got a bigger house, even bigger than that. So, you know, no one's going to sort of give you that money. You just have to have the nous to sort of shop around and always be sort of on top of these things.
Thanks a lot, Nick. Good to talk to you. Nick Miles from the Green Age Consultancy.